Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to listen to this ministry, to listen to this show on tonight, because I have something spectacular planned for you, and God has something that He wants to give all of us. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for listening from all over the world and from in close proximity as well. As you all know, we are going to begin with reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And why do we continue to read Psalm 136, 1 through 9? Because in everything, on this particular ministry, on this show, we give thanks to God first. Amen? Because all of our glory belongs to God. And so, therefore, I want to make sure that I pay homage to God before any other thing that is done on this ministry. So Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and You started us on our way. We thank You, Lord, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we thank You for blessing us as we were able to travel down these dangerous streets and byways. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for just keeping us this far, Lord. And we ask for the extension, Heavenly Father, of many other things to come, Heavenly Father. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for Your grace, Your mercy, and Your favor. We ask that You continue to bless those who are in convalescent homes, those who are in nursing homes, those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank You for the victories. We thank You for the healing, Lord. If there's anyone who does not feel well on this ministry, we ask in the name of Jesus, would You touch and heal like You know how, Heavenly Father, because we know You to be El Shaddai Elohim, and we know that You are a healer. We know that You are a provider. And, Lord, we just ask, would this particular ministry on today be something that would edify and magnify Your name, Heavenly Father, and that You get all the praise and You receive all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen and amen. And as many of you were able to see on my Facebook page, I asked that you would bring something to write with. And many of you say, you know, I can remember these things, but God is going to give us something, and we need to see it. Amen. We have to be able to visualize. We're working on a ministry where we will be able to stream this ministry, but right now we need to understand how to listen. God is training us through these different activities that you go through with me and myself as well, to listening to His voice, to listening to His direction. And if you're able to take direction through the ministry of God, amen, through the revelation of God, if you're able to take direction through that particular ministry, then God says that you will be led in the right path. And I'm going to say this because I have to be obedient. Many times when we are asking God to order our steps, God says our steps are ordered by hearing. Amen. You notice I didn't say seeing, because we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. God says by hearing. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. And so therefore, in order to really understand and listen to God and to understand and know His voice, His sheep must be trained. And so that's what you're going through when you're on my ministry. That's why it's so important that you come on the ministry on a daily basis when we have the ministry, or you listen to the ministry, not just my ministry but other ministries, but this ministry in particular, because God says that he is training our ears. He says he's training our ears to hear his voice. And once you hear and know the voice of God, you will be led in the right direction. Amen? Amen. So get out a sheet of paper, and I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to go get that sheet of paper, because some people have just posted hold on, or they've inboxed me or text me to hold on just for a second. So for the 30 seconds, I just want you to think about the goodness of God today, and we're going to allow the Lord to have his way as usual. And we're still praying for those individuals who are in Paris. We're still praying for those individuals. We ask God to continue to look down upon this nation, upon this country, as everyone is preparing to get into the presence of God and to make our request known unto God. Amen. Amen. And while individuals are still getting paper, I want you to know that we're talking about our needs and wants, and God put in my spirit that we're going to optimize our ask, optimize our ASK, optimize your ask. Now, to be perfectly honest, I'm going under the unction of the Spirit, because I was looking at this lesson, and none of these lessons are ever planned, because God gives me what I need to say. And so I can't really give you an outline except the needs, the wants, and optimizing your ask. So just listen to me, because I'm listening to the revelation of God, and we're going to hear it so that we can understand. But before we do this, before we get into this activity, before we get into the presence of God, one of the requirements that God spoke to me like about 30 seconds before this ministry started was that we are going to have to need him. We're going to have to express our need for God. God is an awesome God, and because God is an awesome God, we are to say, I need thee. We must acknowledge that we need God. Some people think they're doing things in our own strength, but we're not. We're doing it through God. And so this is a song entitled, I Need Thee. It's 8 minutes, 54 seconds by the Bishop Paul S. Martin. And we need these 8 minutes and 54 seconds because I want you to begin to think about your wants and needs. And God says that through this song, he's going to give us the guidance as to how to optimize our ask. He says, as a matter of fact, he wants me to teach you how to optimize your ask before we get to mine. Many people are experiencing blessings, but how do you optimize your ask? Okay? All right. This is I Need Thee by Bishop Paul S. Martin. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Avrita Love, and I have many other guest hosts on the line who would just like to be there for support. Thank you so much.
I don't care what I accomplish in my life. I realize that I need the Lord. You need the Lord tonight if you just look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. Need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need every
Yeah.
That was Bishop Paul S. Martin singing. That was Bishop Paul S. Martin. All right. Now, as we're listening to the voice of God. Whew. All right. So we optimize our ass. And one thing we have to understand when we optimize is that we have to realize that God is real. Write that down. God is real. Some people think that God sits up in heaven and looks down at the people. Put your hand in your chest. That's how close God is to you. God says, do not worry about anything. Do not be afraid. God has already warned us of these times to come. He's already warned us of wars and rumors of wars. He's already warned us of all that. He says, be ye not afraid. He says, for the end is not here. Amen? And so you have to understand that God is real. God is real. That's what you must understand. Number two, God is not a man that he should lie. And we're speaking about optimizing your ass. When we talk about God is not a man that he should lie, if God promised you something, when God promises you something, he is going to deliver. When God shows you a vision and God tells you to walk into your vision, to your journey, to your destined out, okay? So God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a man that he should lie. Then understand this, that all of your help comes from the Lord. All of your help comes from the Lord. Say that with me. All of my help comes from the Lord. The Lord says that anything you put your mind to, whatever it is, God says, pray to him before and pray to him afterwards and praise him through. Amen. Put that down. God says, pray to him before. Pray to him after. Praise him all the way through. Amen. So we're talking about optimize your ass. We have realize. Realize that God is real. God is not a man that he should lie. Anything God has told you or shown you, it shall come to pass. Your help comes from the Lord. Anything that you're doing, you pray to him before, you pray to God afterwards, and you praise him all the way through. Acknowledge that we need God. You must acknowledge that you need God in everything that you do. Whatever you set your mind to, whatever we set our minds to, we must acknowledge that we need God. How often do we need God? We need God every moment of our lives. We don't just need God when things are going wrong. We need God every moment. We need God every hour, every season. That's how often we need our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So God says to optimize your ask. Understand that he's real. Okay? Understand that God does not lie. Understand that your help comes from the Lord. Understand that we need God. That song was, I Need Thee. So we need God. How often? We need God every moment of our lives. We cannot do anything without God. We have to have God in the center. We have to have God in the front and the back. That's why God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. All right, now let's turn. You know how to optimize your ask. Now we're going to turn to our needs, and we're going to turn to our wants. Okay, so on the left side of your paper, put needs and draw a line. And on the right side of your paper, put wants. And the reason why this is so specific is because God is specific, okay? When we think about our needs, God says, put a one where our needs are and put a two where our wants are. God said these are things that we need from God. These are things that we need. Put survival and put luxury. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to give you time, at least 6 minutes and 19 seconds. And I want you to really look at this list, and I want you to evaluate this list, because God is going to take us through an activity where these things will become a part of us. Whatever we need and whatever we want will become a part of us. Some people say, how is that? Because God says, amen, praise God. God says that whatever we put down on this paper, right, God says it's already done. it's already given unto us. He says, praise him in advance. The thing that God is showing me now is he's showing me a season. He's showing me weeks. He's showing me a month. He's showing me 2 months. God says that when you put things down, he says, your need or want may not come like a snap of a finger. It may be during a few seasons, which means a few weeks or a few months. And God says that on tonight, when you put down your needs and wants, he says, count it done, count it blessed. And we're going to have an activity where we're going to pray over our needs and wants, because these needs and wants are getting ready. We're getting ready to own these needs and wants. So I'm going to play some music, and I really want you to concentrate. I want you to turn off the TV. You know, if you have a family, I want you to participate in this activity with your family and give them a sheet of paper. You know, if they're, you know, old enough to write, give them a sheet of paper, because kids need to go through this process as well. And this also teaches prioritizing, but God says that this is limited. There's no limit. There's no limit to your needs. There's no limit to your wants. Some people have come on and they're not feeling well. And God says, ask. Ask that you feel better, you know. And so I really want you to think about this, and I want you to take it seriously. If you do not believe in the power of God, if you do not believe that God can deliver, please do not participate in this activity, because you're doing it in vain. Amen. But those who believe in God, those who believe that God can give you the desires of your heart, I want you to participate. Okay? All right, so I'm going to play some soft music for at least 6 minutes and 19 seconds. I want you to put down your needs and wants. Remember, when we put down our needs and wants, we don't want to be selfish, okay? Although that we're the ones who are listening to this ministry and we're writing down what we need and what we want, you do know that there are other people, such as family members. You have friends, okay? Charity starts at home, then spreads abroad. And also think about yourself. Some people just put down for everybody else, and you don't think about yourself. You have to think about yourself, your neighbor, your family. You have to think about those individuals with your needs and wants, okay? Thank you for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Avery. Love. All right, that was I Love You, Lord, today. There is none like you. And how many of you know that there is none like God? I want you to look at your want list, and we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit. I want you to look at your needs and wants list, and I want you to begin to thank God in advance for each one of those things. Just go down the line there and thank God for each one of your needs, all of those needs that you have, the healing and the deliverance and the setting free and the church blessings that you put and the health and the spiritual walk and the heart and those things that you put, family and work and finances and those, everything that you put on there. I want you to begin to thank God, and I want you to begin to take ownership of those things. How do you take ownership? I'm glad you asked that. You take ownership through believing in God that He's already done those things. You have to believe in God. It's not anything that you visualize. You believe that God has already done those things that you have written down for your needs. Now look at your wants and do the same thing. Look at your wants and do the same thing. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for those things. Thank God for those things. All of those things that you want, God says you have it. Amen. God says that you have it. All those things that you want. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell the Lord, say, Lord, I accept all of these needs that you will give. Don't say that you're going to, because we don't know the season. Say, Lord, I accept all of these needs that you will give. And Lord, I accept all of these wants that you will give. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this, as the Lord is showing, there is a season for each one of these things. Someone may wake up in the morning and have a need met or have a want met. Someone may have to wait a week or 2 weeks, but God says these things are coming. Okay? How do we know these things are coming? Because God says, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, and the door shall be open. God says that you must do all these things to optimize. Once again, for those of you who are just joining, I was telling the audience to optimize your ask, ASK. You must realize that God is real. How many of you believe that God is real? How many of you believe in looking at your needs and wants that God is able? He's the source of giving you your needs and wants. Everybody's hands should go up. God is not a man that he should lie. When has God ever lied to you or told you a story or didn't come through or promised you something and he didn't do it? I can't think of one time. God has always come through for me. Your help comes from the Lord. How many of y'all believe that? How many of you believe that God puts people in situations and places in order to help you? It's nobody but God. Acknowledge that we need God. Everybody needs God. Even to wake up in the morning, we need God. Acknowledge God. That means spend time with God and read His Word. You know, don't just come on the ministry and say, Lord, I need and I want this. Acknowledge God throughout the week. Let your light shine. You don't have to go around with a cross on your neck and saying that you love God. But you must acknowledge that you need God through your actions and deeds. How often? Every second, every minute, every hour, we need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? So that's how you optimize your ask. But I want you to go ahead and count your blessings right now. Amen. Go ahead and count them. When, you know that song says count your blessings, but I really want you to count how many needs you have. Ready? Go. I have 15. 15 needs. How many wants? 8. 8. Amen. Amen. And in that need section, we need God. Is that right? And it's always good to go to God and have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On tomorrow, we're going to have our top 15 Billboard gospel artists. So please be sure to tune in on tomorrow. There are many people on the line tonight. Wow. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate that. And as I said before, top 15 Billboard gospel artists on tomorrow. So please tune in and also look at my Facebook page because I will have the time and everything on there. All right? Thank you so much for tuning in to this segment of Your Needs and Wants. And remember to go over the part of optimizing your ask. All right? And know that everything that you need and want has a season. Amen. Praise God. For the announcements, be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to afreedaloveshow.com, ALFREDALOVESHOW.com. gospelartist.com and click on Love Radio, and you will be right there. Gospel artists, artists, writers, actors, actress, journalists, anyone with a positive, positive message, please Facebook Afreda Love at A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I would love to have you, okay? In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for your family. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know. Pray for those you do not know. Be sure to pray for those individuals who are in Paris. Be sure to pray for them and their family members and pray for the nation as a whole. If we're all praying for each other and we're all rooting for each other, then we're all covered. Amen. So pray for each and every person, those you know and those you don't know. Amen. Praise God. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue in the Lord. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to know that we serve a true and a living God. And God is our Savior. He's our provider. And He's our Redeemer. Amen. He's our Redeemer. All right. It's that time again. It's that time again. Get your calendars out. Get your calendars out. All right, listen up. Everyone should already have this marked. December the 18th, 2015 at 6 p.m. If you do not have it marked, go ahead and mark your calendars right now and plan on attending. Okay, December 18th, it is the Big Talent Show in Belmead, Texas. Be sure, be sure, be sure to come. You don't want to miss it. Now, I know it. The kids get out early and everybody wants to throw a party for some reason on the 18th. Now listen. All right, now listen up. You can plan something on the 19th. You can plan something on the 20th. You can plan something on the 21st. But don't plan anything on December the 18th. Everybody needs to be at the Big Talent Show. You don't want to miss it. You can't miss it. It's a community event. It's a great event. So be sure to mark your calendars for December the 18th and do not plan anything on that day. You get out early. The kids get out early. They have a break. You know, that's a great day. You can sleep in late on Saturday. You know, I mean, it's just a great day to have something. It's a great day, and God's going to bless that day. I mean, it's just a great day, and I need to see you there. So December 18th, you know, that day right there is reserved for the Big Talent Show, all right, all around the world. Big Talent Show. So even if you're around the world and you cannot attend, you're going to have an opportunity to see the talent show. Just put it that way, okay? So you have to email me and ask me those questions. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. So December 18th is what? The Big Talent Show. The Big Talent Show. That's right. That's right. All right. Now, I want you to go to afreda.hubpages.com, and I continuously speak about these different hub pages, okay? When you click on there, there's Ms. Vivica Fox again. We have many artists in the spotlight, many articles you can read about celebrities, TV and television, effective presentation, social life, teaching, personal health, activism, Christianity. We have so many that you can read about. So please, please, please be sure to look at that, afreda.hubpages.com. If you go to afredaloveshow.com, what you will see is, wow, hold on. What you will see, I'm going to have to fix that, is a homepage. You'll see the number one gospel show. It is the number one gospel show in my house. Amen. Praise God. If you need a speaker, whoop, here I am. If you click on Love Radio, you will be right there. Let's go ahead and do that. You will be right there at the Love Radio Show, right there. Love Radio Show, you'll be right there if you click on that particular link. Okay. And then you can see the upcoming broadcasts. You can see the on-demand episodes. You can see many of the shows. And at the bottom, you'll see some numbers, okay? And you'll see a comment box. You can write a comment, okay? All right. Of course, to the right is the Big Talent Show, December 18th at 6 p.m. at the Belmead Civic Center. Here's an interview that was conducted at the Hispanic Chamber. I love that interview. School tutorial site, things that we basically tutor on. Big talent show is coming up at the Bellmead Civic Center on December the 18th. Please be sure to get there. Love Radio, there's the button if you want to go straight to the Love Radio. Spiritual Guide, that is the book that you want to read. So be sure to click on that site and check it out. All right. About the venue, you know this is an international radio station. Cover many different events. Once again, the Big Talent Show is a huge event that we're speaking of. We'll have poets, comedians, singers, dancers, and much more. For more information, email me at emoeya_love@yahoo.com. Location and contact, well, here it is right here. You know, it's international radio. You can always contact me, send a comment or review, or you can contact me at emoeya_love@yahoo.com. All right, gospel artists in the industry. These are some of the gospel artists in the industry. Please support their music and support those who will join this particular page. Amen. Amen. A couple of links. We have the LinkedIn here. If you click on it, LinkedIn. This is actually, let me see if this is the right one. Okay. I believe that this is the correct one. Yes, this is the correct one, and I'm going to answer you and respond to you in about 20 minutes, okay? There are many different radio stations and press stations that have emailed me, and I need to get back with them. All right, so let's go back. There's Spiritual Guide again. Here's some articles, and there's the radio station, okay? Consultants, and we're going to add more consultants. Speaking topics. What are the speaking topics? They are as follow: school matters, cool classrooms, bullyproofing schools, control your metabolism, move something, 5 habits of successful people, motivating the team, your churches within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief, and we have different workshops. Love's Author Corner, there are some authors, different authors, that's the library, health and human performance. We're going to have some videos. Of course, we've added a new one, the Big Talent Show. And we're going to add some things about the talent show, okay? All right. All righty. And I believe that's it for now, okay? I thank you so much for tuning in to Love Lift Jesus Ministry. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. And listen, be sure to pray. There's a lot of sinuses and things going around, people not feeling well, and it's just a lot of things that's going around. So be sure that you pray one for another. Be sure that you pray for yourself. I'm definitely going to get some rest tonight because I don't feel well either, but God is still good. Hey, man, God is still good, and he's worthy to be praised. So be sure to get some rest tonight. Ask God to make you feel better. And just pray unto God for everybody. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.